Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. In just a few minutes, we'll be turning things over to Jared Sandler for the official pregame show of the Rangers. And then you'll have Rangers action tonight right here on 105.3 The Fan. Last week of Rangers baseball, Kevin, is next week. I know you're sad. All right, let's turn things over to Kevin Hagelin as we dip our ladle into some gridiron gravy.
And we start with Cowboys news galore.
Yep.
Tavon Austin, Tyrone Crawford, Michael Gallup, and Xavier Woods will all be out Sunday against the Dolphins.
Who's got to give us bad news?
I mean, that's not that surprising. 12 o'clock kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. Here is an interesting one for you. Somebody made a parlay bet on FanDuel for $150,000. They bet that the Cowboys will win their division. Do you think that will happen?
Yes.
Okay. They bet that the Chiefs will win their division. Do you think that will happen?
Yes.
Okay. They bet that the Ravens will win their division.
Yes.
And they bet that the...
Ooh, actually, man, I feel like the Browns are going to end up winning that one.
And then they bet the Packers are going to win their division. If all of those things happen, his $150,000 bet will be worth $1.5 million.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Well, it wouldn't be the worst squandering of money. That title goes to Antonio Brown, who has been cut by the Patriots as they continue to pretend that they didn't know he might have raped somebody. Of course they knew. Antonio Brown does not get his $9 million signing bonus from the Patriots. The first $5 million was going to be paid on Monday. So he went from $30 million guaranteed that he didn't get in March to $9 million that he didn't get because of this. Now he made a sweet total of $158,000 for 2019.
Wow.
Instead of $30 million. That is 1/210th. Of the money.
I don't know what that means.
He should have gotten.
But, I mean, that's what happens.
It's a half a percent.
But I get it. That's what happens whenever these kinds of things happen to you.
Yeah.
And you remember the Pepsi commercial and all the other stuff, dude? Disappearing, huh?
Guys, let's talk about Gardner Minshew. He has set the NFL on fire. He has the highest passing rating in three games for a rookie in the Super Bowl era at 110.6. Beat out Marcus Mariota, Ed Rubert, and Carson Wentz. But check this list out, because this list, not impressive. The highest completion percentage in the first three games for a rookie in the Super Bowl era. Coming in fourth, John Kitna. Third, Trent Edwards. Second, Rick Meyer. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
And first, Gardner Minshew.
Wow.
So everything is looking pretty good for Gardner Minshew.
What I was really hoping was you were going to say John Kitna, Kellen Moore, Jason Garrett, and then we could be just like, what? And then Nussmeier was thrown in there too.
That would be pretty awesome.
Because everybody keeps pointing out how Dak is surrounded by quarterbacks. You know, like every time you see a game, they're like, oh, let's not forget that Dak has quarterbacks.
Also, don't forget that Gardner Minshew is not just surrounded by his mustache. He might be surrounded by not the brightest brain in the world at times. When he was at East Carolina, he transferred in from a junior college and was so desperate to redshirt because he had two senior quarterbacks ahead of him that he tried to smash his own hand with a hammer.
Yeah.
So he could break it.
There's audio of this, by the way.
So he could get a medical redshirt.
Yeah, he didn't, though.
No.
He couldn't
he
bring himself
to it. He
said
he tried, and he couldn't get it done.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't bring himself to do it. Would you do it?
No. No! By the way, swinging back around to Antonio Brown, Bill Belichick did say at first, this was before they cut him. They were asking about Antonio Brown. He said, we're looking into it. Then he got asked seven consecutive Antonio Brown questions, and he said, happy to answer any football questions, but I'm done with the rest of it. Nobody asked an immediate question. Press conference over.
Do you think anybody wanted to ask about the Pepsi commercial, though?
I mean,
remember the Pepsi commercial where he was drinking?
I don't.
And they were talking inside of his head?
So
they were the same person?
Probably not.
Belichick probably remembers.
Guys, let's go to Cam Newton. Cam Newton is officially out this week, so Kyle Allen will be the starter, as we've told you probably would be the case for most of the week. The NFL is temporarily no longer allowing pyrotechnics on the field.
This is my favorite story of the weekend, Kevin.
This stems, of course, back to last week, the Titans pregame. Now, the interesting thing about this is they don't have like a specific time limit just yet, but they said for now, you can't do pyrotechnics on the field. However, you can still do pyrotechnics, fireworks, and the whatnot outside of the field, including along the roof of U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis.
All right. First off, I wanted to do an entire segment on this story.
That fire was crazy.
But my biggest question is, and maybe we do this next week, Kevin, as a topic, if you went to the game and they didn't have all the extra stuff, would you be as entertained?
Probably not.
I mean, Jared was at a game where the Rangers played no music. They did nothing. And it was just a different vibe. But that's how baseball used to be, right? Like, sports used to not have all this extra stuff.
Yeah.
But now
we become conditioned to it,
right? Yeah, we need the pyrotechnics. We need the board that's 700 yards long just so we can watch the game. Hold on, the game's on the field. Not today. It's up there.
Couple more notes for you. Jaguars owner Shad Khan now has said that he not only doesn't want to trade Jalen Ramsey, he wants to give him a record contract for a defensive back. So just keep an eye out on maybe he stays after.
He wants him to do his own album? A record contract?
Not, like, as in the most money, not as in, I mean, Jalen Ramsey, I do believe, does some music, so maybe? The Colts are going to be without their top tackler this weekend, Darius Leonard, against the Falcons. That was another thing we told you might happen at the beginning of the week. The NFL owners are proposing increased holdout penalties. As it is, you're only allowed to fine a player $40,000 for each day of training camp, and they want to raise that up, especially since you look at like Le'Veon Bell holdout. Turned out he got a big contract. Ezekiel Elliott, he got a big contract. I don't see why it matters. They don't make them pay the fines most of the time.
If there's anything I've learned, Kevin, it's that you have to hold out on a contract negotiation. If you don't, you're just showing up for work.
Oh, man. Well, and here we are, so I guess it worked out. Now let's talk about the Area 51 raid.
Is that supposed to be today?
It was today.
It was today?
Yeah. People.
My son was just asking me about it.
I don't think anybody got killed or anything, because the government said, we'll use lethal force if you storm the base.
If they did kill people, would they tell you?
Oh, that's a good point. So
they would probably just hide them with the aliens.
Apparently, maybe. Actually, I have information about that from one NFL player in particular. So a bunch of NFL players were asked about this. Stephon Diggs seemed the most excited about whether or not he wanted to be part of it. And he goes, oh, yeah. F yeah. And Tariq Cohens gave the most mysterious answer. He said he needs a, quote, new alien.
New alien?
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird reason. Kenyon Drake said he wouldn't be there because, quote, I cherish my life.
Would you take
that's a smart man. I like Kenyon Drake.
Would you take a used alien? Or do you want a brand new one?
I don't know. It just depends on the mileage.
I mean, because it's new to you.
Yeah, I'd take a new one, especially like if it had been abused, because then it like wants to love you if you treat it right. So, no, I'd agree with that. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees said he had no interest, but he would watch a live stream. And then there's Sam Darnold, who had this to say. He wouldn't storm Area 51 because, quote, that's not where the aliens are. He proceeded to explain that the aliens are actually kept in a facility just north of Area 51. What?
Yeah, man, that sounds like a dude. Wow. Like,
I don't know if he was wearing a tinfoil hat or anything.
Are we sure that he also didn't play at Wazoo?
Yeah.
Because that does sound like a guy who's been shaped and molded by a certain Mike Leach.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Couple more quick things for you. The NFL and the NFL Referees Association are close to reaching a labor deal. And if you're wondering, where is Antonio Brown going to end up? Well, the Seahawks, remember, wanted to trade for him. They have now said they no longer have any interest in Antonio Brown.
Why not?
Because of those things.
DK Metcalf.
Because of the Pepsi commercials?
I mean, it's got to be. Can't think of any other, well.
Third time that's come up, Kevin.
Do you think he's going to play in the NFL this year?
Again. No.
You think he's ever going to play in the NFL again?
Well, I mean, if all this is true, then no. If it's false, then yes. I mean, that's all I can say is, I don't know what's real and what's not. And when it comes to what Dez said to him, I understand what you said earlier about, look, it sounds like you're saying that the stuff just fell upon you rather than you bringing it upon yourself.
Right.
And I totally get that, but we don't know, right? And I think that's what Dez's point is there's so much out there that is speculation and accusation that nobody knows the real story about certain things, and that's the chaos that you have to deal with when you're in a position such as these guys when they get in that moment, in that space.
That's true. I just feel like some of those text messages look.
Oh yeah. Oh, I totally get that part of it. I'm just saying, like, there's folks. Nobody knows the real story. And so whenever these things happen, like, everybody has to react and have an opinion.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Rangers A's coming up, so let's talk some baseball with Jared Sandler. Do it next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Frankel & Frankel, fighting for car and truck victims for over 25 years. 214-333-3333 is the phone number, or you can check them out at frankelfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I'm Corey Majors. My co-host is Kevin Hagelin. If you are a Rangers fan getting tuned in for the Rangers game tonight, Jared Sandler will take it away in just a few moments. We'll ask him a number of questions regarding the rest of the season, the rest of the night, and the future for the next 20 years of the Texas Rangers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, that's how long we're going to have the next stadium, right? Is that about 20 years?
I'd say 15 years at this rate.
Okay. But Jared, here we go. We're on the road one more time, and then we come back next week. Is next week going to be an exciting week of transfer for the Rangers fans and organization?
And it really – no. sorry.
USC Utah is happening.
He's watching a football game right now too.
It should be a really fun week. I would encourage people to come out just for the simple fact it might be your last chance to watch a game. You know, maybe you're going to go to multiple games. That's fine, but – I think every game is going to have something really special, a part of it, especially the final weekend. I think, I don't know if tickets are available Sunday. If there are, that's just scattered singles, but tickets are kind of running out for Friday and Saturday. And I'll tell you, there are some really, really neat things that are going to go down this week.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but we'd kind of made allusions to it a while back. Is there any chance, and maybe I missed it if it already happened, Juan is going to be around?
I'm sure my guess, I don't know, I don't have an answer for that. My guess is the Rangers would absolutely love for Juan Gonzalez to be there this week.
But for the longest time, the feeling has not been mutual. Returned.
Yeah, so I don't know if that will change. I certainly would hope so. That would be a really, really cool way to kind of help say goodbye to Globe Life Park.
Because he is certainly, we can all agree, one of the iconic, I would certainly argue, top three players in the history of that ballpark.
Have they not brought anybody that you can think of that you were just like, dang, I really wanted to see that guy? I'm trying to think, and every name I can think of, because we play Name a Ranger all the time.
Tied to the organization or tied to that specific era?
Well, yeah, because I guess Ruben Sierra is not tied to Globe Life Park.
Well,
yeah.
No, he played there.
Oh,
he was
did?
A Ranger there, yeah.
Was he there? Did he come through?
I don't know if Ruben has been through I'll tell you that, man, it would be really neat if I don't know if this will happen or not. And he didn't pitch at Globe Life Park, but he's just so tied to the Rangers.
Nolan.
It'd be really cool if Nolan made an appearance this week.
That would be awesome.
And I can tell you, I don't think that Nolan harbors like ill will towards the Rangers organization at all.
What about the other way around?
No, I think the Rangers would welcome Nolan back with open arms for sure. Okay.
Just because we always heard so much about like JD and Nolan.
Yeah, I don't think it's any. I mean, I think it's like when you have a former legend who's like becomes your head coach or in baseball a manager and it just doesn't work out, and then like you know you give it a little bit of time and they're going to be embraced, and there's still people, as we know, we have these conversations all the time that believe that Nolan. Was instrumental in what the Rangers did. And I think in a lot of ways he was. But he was following his family. His son Reed's the president of the Astros. And it was just a great fit. Timing made sense. But I think it'd be cool if Nolan was back this week, even if it's just for a hot second.
Has Naftali Feliz done anything?
Yeah, I think if he hasn't done it already, I think he's doing an audit. He'll be here this week.
Okay.
Yeah, he is expected to be here this week.
Because I know there's obviously some ill will, but you look at the statue out in front of the new place, and he's half of it. So you would think that he would be there as well.
He's on the all-time team, and I believe I forget which day, but he will be signing autographs before a game one day, and he'll be, I'm under the impression he's going to be there this final weekend.
What about Nelson Cruz?
No, just because he's playing for the Twins. I think...
Get on an airplane and fly here for a game, Jared? I do. You have an off day or something?
You know what? It would be really cool because I understand, obviously, some people look
what
at Nelson
kind
Cruz.
What reaction would he get?
I think he should get a lot of cheers.
Because, I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers wouldn't have been in that position without Nelson Cruz. You can fault him for that one moment all you want. I think their fingers can be pointed other directions as well. He'll be playing and that's, you know, that's the shame of not just a part of it because of how good recent teams have been. Some really instrumental players won't necessarily be able to be there, but there are going to be a lot of players who will be there this weekend who are part of things, whether they were part of the all-time team or not.
Like Cliff Lee, too. Like, I love me some Cliff Lee.
Yeah, you might be right, because Cliff Lee didn't leave on the best terms, but again, you don't make it.
I don't think Cliff Lee left on bad terms. He just didn't sign here.
With the fan base, because a lot of people were bent out of shape about, like, his wife is, like, complaining about traffic and why he didn't stay, so. All right, so the Rangers have the A's first pitch at 9:07. They'll finish that series over the weekend, and then the last two series ever at Globe Life Park next week, Red Sox and Yankees. We will be back on Monday. Remember, we're not doing Monday Night Football anymore. So make sure that you catch us and come back with us on Monday, 8 to midnight, KNC, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.